Good Friday. Thanks for being with us on Sports360AZ.com. I'm Brad Sussmat on AZ Central Sports. Good to partner with the Arizona Republic, White Mountain Radio, and on Twitter, at Brad Sussmat. I know you're heartbroken. I know you're stunned, shocked, saddened to learn that LeBron James, the story has now come to a conclusion. In the last 30 minutes, LeBron James, a letter that was released on the Sports Illustrated site. I'll get into that in a little bit. He gave it firsthand to Lee Jenkins. Lee Jenkins will go down forever as the guy that had the story first and actually talked to LeBron. And LeBron hasn't talked to anybody else. So LeBron's going to Cleveland. That is going to be what most of today's show is about because I have analysis, just different ways of looking at this. We are Arizona, Arizona, Arizona-centric here on Sports 360 AZ. But as I see national stories, things that I want to weigh in on, and I'll localize this as well because there are a couple of local angles to the story I think that are cool. What is the lasting impact now in the NBA? What is the immediate impact that we'll see? And how does this involve the Phoenix Suns? There are details that aren't out there yet, which to me are the most pressing side of the story now. Like, oh, I don't know, how long is this deal? 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 1 year with an opt-out? What if it was a four-year opt-out every year contract where every year he could opt out? So there's different ways to look at the story, but he's going to Cleveland. And we'll have several guests along the way. We're just chasing people. This is one of those days where you take the script, not that we have much of a script ever on this show, we just throw it to the side and say, come on, this is the story that everybody's talking about, so let's get into this a little bit. Here's what's on my mind in the world of sports, brought to you by the Honda Resort and Casino. Honda Resort and Casino, just outside of Pine Top in the beautiful White Mountains. It is Friday. You want to head on out? You're saying, Sussmat, I have nowhere to go up in the White Mountains other than my cabin. Well, you can go to the Honda Resort and Casino. Eat some great food tonight. Pull down on that slot machine tonight. Have some fun playing some games. Decompress. Get away from it all at the Honda Resort and Casino. They are just outside of Pine Top. They've been with us for almost 3 years now. The Honda Resort and Casino. Honda Resort and Casino just outside of Pine Top in the beautiful White Mountains. So to start this on LeBron James, I think I'm all about context. Many, many times I hear people just get right into a story and they read one line in a paper or on a blog and they just go on and on and on and on and on with their own stuff. Me, it's here's the context of the story. It's not often that I read something from start to finish, but I think you need to know the context of the LeBron James decision now that he's going back to the Cleveland Cavaliers. He gave this story to Lee Jenkins of Sports Illustrated. I don't know when they sat down together, if they did it by phone, if they did it by email. I have no idea. Lee Jenkins didn't have one tweet. I went back on his timeline and Twitter. He didn't have one tweet about, I know this, I'm predicting 75%. You know, I might be thinking 60%, but it just depends on what day of the week. Like all these other guys have been doing over the last several weeks on this deal. And in truth be told, while many of us in our given profession of sports and broadcast, entertainment, information, entertainment, you know, balance it each way, have gotten sick of this story, but it's not really been that long. I think for the most part, fans have been fascinated with this. And there's some that just get tired. And let's move on to our short attention span here in the States. So I need to give this story some context. We know that the owner of the Cavaliers is kind of sort of nuts. Most sports owners are kind of sort of nuts. And this guy, Dan Gilbert, wrote a letter that was up on the team's website since when LeBron left. It was inflammatory. It was borderline racist, I thought. It's kind of nuts that he didn't know that it was up there. You know, as crazy as Donald Sterling is, I think Dan Gilbert probably is in the top 10 of owners that are a little off-center or more than off-center in the NBA. So the narrative the last 24 hours is, well, you know, LeBron hasn't forgiven him and all that stuff. And he gets this in this letter. So I'm going to read you this letter from start to finish on why LeBron decided. This was published about 20 minutes ago. Before anyone ever cared where I would play basketball, I was a kid from Northeast Ohio. It's where I walked. It's where I ran. It's where I cried. It's where I bled. It holds a special place in my heart. People there have seen me grow up. I sometimes feel like I'm their son. Their passion can be overwhelming, but it drives me. I want to give them hope when I can. I want to inspire them where I can. My relationship with Northeast Ohio is bigger than basketball. I didn't realize that 4 years ago. I do now. Remember when I was sitting up there at the Boys and Girls Club in 2010? I was thinking this is really tough. I could feel it. I was leaving something I'd spent a long time creating. If I had to do it all over again, I'd obviously do things differently. But I'd still have left regardless. Miami, for me, has been almost like college for other kids. These past 4 years, that's a shot. These past 4 years, I haven't read this yet. I'm just reading it as you're hearing it. I'm reading it for the first time. These past 4 years helped raise me into who I am. I became a better player and a better man. I learned from a franchise that had been where I wanted to go. I will always think of Miami as my second home. Without the experiences I had there, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing today. So he softens the blow about Miami. That's fine. It's well thought out. I have to tell you, just reading this, I find it really hard to believe that he's the one that wrote all this. He had to have some people help him along the way from his circle, but I could be wrong. I went to Miami because of D-Wade and CB. We made sacrifices to keep UD. I love them, Adonis has them. I loved becoming a big bro to Rio. I believed we could do something magical if we came together. But that's exactly what we did. The hardest thing to leave is what I built with those guys. I've talked to some of them and we'll talk to others. Nothing will ever change what we accomplished. We are brothers for life. I also want to thank Mickey Arison and Pat Riley for giving me an amazing 4 years. I'm doing this essay because I want an opportunity to explain myself uninterrupted. I don't want anyone thinking he and Eric Spoelstra didn't get along. He and Riles didn't get along. That he couldn't put the right team together. That's absolutely not true. I'm not having a press conference or a party after this. It's time to get to work. When I left Cleveland, I was on a mission. I was seeking championships, and we won two. But Miami already knew that feeling. Our city hasn't had that feeling in a long, long, long time. My goal is still to win as many titles as possible, no question. But what's most important for me is bringing one trophy back to Northeast Ohio. So rather than do what was done in the past, which is we're going to win one, we're going to win two, we're going to win three, there is the growth and development there of let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. I always believed that I'd return to Cleveland, he writes in this essay. That he gave to Lee Jenkins of Sports Illustrated. The two of them worked together on this. Again, going back to it, I always believed that I'd return to Cleveland and finish my career there. I just didn't know when. After the season, free agency wasn't even a thought. But I have two boys, and my wife, Savannah, is pregnant with a girl. I started thinking about what it would be like to raise my family in my hometown. Well, I can tell you what it's like. Yesterday, seeing people surround his house, they know where he lives. And they're going to be there. Continuing, I looked at other teams, but I wasn't going to leave Miami for anywhere except Cleveland. So, sons, yeah, you had the space and it read like a nice story, but it wasn't happening. The more time passed, the more it felt right. This is what makes me happy. This is where he starts, I think, getting into the meat of it. I did glance over this part. To make the move, I needed the support of my wife and my mom, who can be very tough. The letter from Dan Gilbert, the booing of the Cleveland fans, the jerseys being burned, seeing all that was hard for them. My emotions were more mixed. It was easy to say, okay, I don't want to deal with these people ever again. But then you think about the other side. What if I were a kid who looked up to an athlete and the athlete made me want to do better in my own life and then he left, how would I react? I met with Dan, meaning Dan Gilbert, the owner. I've met with Dan face to face, man to man. We've talked it out. Everybody makes mistakes. I've made mistakes as well. Who am I to hold a grudge? I'm not promising a championship. I know how hard that is to deliver. We're not ready right now. So he's going after the roster pretty good here. We're not ready right now. No way. Of course, I want to win next year, but I'm realistic. It will be a long process, much longer than it was in 2010. My patience will get tested. I know that. I'm going into a situation with a young team and a new coach. I will be the old head, but I get a thrill out of bringing a group together and helping them reach a place they didn't know they could go. I see myself as a mentor now, and I'm excited to lead some of these young, talented guys. I think I can help Kyrie Irving become one of the best point guards in our league. I think I can help elevate Tristan Thompson and Deion Waiters. And I can't wait to reunite with Anderson Varejao, one of my favorite teammates. There's not much left on this. But this is not about the roster or the organization. I feel my calling here goes above basketball. I have a responsibility to lead in more ways than one, and I take that very seriously. My presence can make a difference in Miami, but I think it can mean more where I'm from. I want kids in Northeast Ohio, like the hundreds of Akron third graders I sponsor through my foundation, okay, this is written by somebody, to realize that there's no better place to grow up. Maybe some of them will come home after college and start a family or open a business. That would make me smile. Our community, which has struggled so much, needs all the talent it can get. In Northeast Ohio, nothing is given. Everything is earned. You work for what you have. I'm ready to accept that challenge. I'm coming home. So, you know, there's that song, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. And we could play that and all that stuff. This isn't about Phoenix. So there's, reading through the letter, it's very well written and very well put together. I don't know if he just sat there and said all of this. I don't know. I would love to talk to Lee Jenkins on putting this all together. But there's a lot going through my head on this whole story. So reading the letter, the burnt jerseys and that stuff, that's just a few nitwits. That's not a big deal. People booing, that happens. That's a sign of respect. People get all worked out. Oh my gosh, they got booed. Tough. Deal with it. And I think he's fine with that. I want to know the length of the deal. That's what I want to know. Mickey Aronson, the owner of the Heat, I am shocked and disappointed in today's news. However, I will never forget what LeBron brought us 4 years. Thanks for the memories, King James. So the owner of the Heat, I'm shocked and disappointed in today's news. Yeah, you're going to be shocked and disappointed when you've got Dwayne Wade, who can barely move, and Chris Bosh goes off to Houston, and you have a lot of money to go after people that their agents are going to say, you don't want to be the guy following LeBron James, do you? You don't want to be that guy. So, you know, you take the whole story, and I read that letter, and it's very well put together. I like the fact he's not doing a press conference, but what is the term of the contract? Is it 1 year with an option? Is it 4 years, just straight, I'm off the market for 4 years? You would think that it would be. To bring this story locally, I mentioned David Griffin's name a couple of times over the last few weeks, and that I thought it was interesting that the former Phoenix Suns public relations assistant to one of the most talented people in the business, Julie Fi, that David Griffin, who I would call down at the Suns and say, what time is practice? And he'd call me back in 93, 94, 95. He would take the time to, you know, make sure that we had pronunciations correctly. David Griffin, for those of you that are in your 20s and your 30s and you're in a space in life where you're like, I'm miserable and I want to go chase something in sports, use David Griffin as your guy. Because here's somebody that started at ground zero in an organization. And now he's the guy. He's the general manager of the Cleveland Cavaliers. And he was the one that's part of this deal, along with the owner, that gets LeBron James. But you can't pen a better story than that in a span of 20 years. Hey, Brad, here's the notes for tonight's game. How's your family too? Okay, LeBron, we're going to have you sign right here. You can't pen a better story than that if we're talking in Arizona terms. He is the story today in Arizona. It's been a busy Arizona week. Channing Frye going to Orlando. Lionel Hollins and Paul Westfall off to Brooklyn. David Griffin's the story today if we're talking on this on an Arizona angle. I'm Brad Sussmat. Sports 360 AZ, AZ Central Sports, good to partner with the Arizona Republic, White Mountain Radio, and on Twitter at Brad Sussmat. It's a busy Friday. The big story of the day, obviously, LeBron James heading back to the Cleveland Cavaliers, telling Lee Jenkins in an essay that really, when you read the essay, as we did in the last segment, I've had some time to reread it during the break. Truly remarkable, some of the words that came out. And for Lee Jenkins, we didn't hear from Lee Jenkins the last 2.5 weeks. And I've seen Lee and I've read his work. And it's terrific to have somebody just be under the radar, do your thing, not predicting 75%, 25%. The Cavaliers have confirmed they are not raising season ticket prices, same price today as it was yesterday. and their phone lines have gone down for ticket sales in Cleveland. It's good for Cleveland. It's fine. It'll be really interesting to see what happens with Miami and then the domino effect, how it impacts the West and maybe with the Phoenix Suns as well. Al McCoy, the Hall of Fame voice of the Phoenix Suns, joins us live for a couple of minutes with Brad Susmat. Hi, Al.
Well, good morning. And it is interesting that when the King made his decision to go to Miami, it was on national TV. This time he selects a national magazine publication, Sports Illustrated, to announce it. He's Mr. Show Business as well as a great player, right?
No question, Alan. And he writes in there that there will be no press conference. I'm just going to show up and do my thing. We need to get to work. And Kevin Love now reportedly is intrigued with going to Cleveland, so that's going to all start up. But what do you think, Al, from a seismic shift in the NBA, what does this do in the NBA to have LeBron go back to Cleveland?
Well, it certainly makes Cleveland a contender because they do have a group of young players. They did very well in the draft. They re-signed Kyle Lowry. And the Eastern Conference, as we all know, has a lot of weak teams, and you can move up in a hurry, and I think they will. Certainly a team that is going to be hit by this is Miami. And right now, the next step is what will Chris Bosh do? If he leaves and signs with Houston, as many feel that he will, it's certainly going to affect the Miami Heat. I think Dwayne Wade will stay there, but he's had a lot of injuries, and Miami obviously will be a different ball club, no question about it. And as I mentioned, Cleveland now does become a contender in the East.
I think the story in all this, because I like to localize everything, that's what I'm all about, is David Griffin. You knew Griff when he was with the Suns, of course, and I remember David Griffin would call me with pronunciations of names before I do the pre- or the post-game show and bring me media notes. And to see him get the lottery pick and to have LeBron James, I couldn't feel better for anybody more than David Griffin today. How about you?
Well, no question about it. Griff, of course, was in the Suns organization from a teenager on. He's a basketball guru, kind of like the Suns GM, Ryan McDonough. And Griff has done an excellent job already with the re-signing of Irving, the drafting of Wiggins. And so, obviously, those of us that know him are pleased with what he's been able to do here in a very short period of time as the general manager of the Cleveland Cavaliers, David Griffin. Fine young basketball mind.
In terms of, and Al McCoy with his Hall of Fame voice, the Suns, in terms of where we look at the West and the domino impact of LeBron going to Cleveland. You mentioned Chris Bosh earlier to Houston. I don't know if Carmelo Anthony is going to go to the Lakers or if he's going to stay with the Knicks. I have no idea. But I do know that the West, just by Bosh alone coming out here, makes what is already a balance of power even more lopsided towards the Western Conference. Thus, the Suns have more work to do. How do you think the dominoes, Al, of LeBron going to Cleveland and if Bosh goes to Houston and others, will impact the Western teams from what you're hearing?
Well, you mentioned Chris Bosh, and I think definitely if he does sign with Houston, and certainly we don't know what that's going to be at this point in time.
Sure.
Houston already is a very good, competitive basketball team in the West, and adding Chris Bosh would certainly make them a very, very strong team in the Western Conference. Already the West is filled with very good ball clubs. And I think the good news is that LeBron stays in the East. We wouldn't want him to get with any of these teams in the West unless it was the Suns, of course, because he could certainly turn things around, no question about it.
Well, and what as I see the West, and again, I'm just going off of now the rumor mill in the last hour has gone up 100 times, and we've already heard Pau Gasol met with Oklahoma City, and Pau Gasol could go to San Antonio. But I would like to start seeing some of these star players get out of the West because it's hard for me to differentiate who the top five or six teams are. Are you seeing it the same as I, that there could be as many as 10 really good teams in the West and maybe two or three in the East right now, Al?
Well, no question about it. And you look at the overall records and the teams in the West would have dominated playoff positions in the East. A lot of good teams. You can start with San Antonio, Oklahoma City, the Clippers, other teams that are right there, the Suns, Portland. And it's just a very, very strong conference. It's developed that way in recent years. And although Miami was able to win a couple of championships with their big three We certainly know the impact that San Antonio has had. It was culminated with their championship this year again.
Okay, so we've seen pictures of the Suns welcoming Isaiah Thomas in for a free agent. He's restricted. What did you think of Isaiah Thomas and doing play-by-play games against Sacramento and seeing his type of game? What type of player is he, Al?
Oh, I like him. He's a little dynamo. He averaged over 20 points a game. He's a great shooter. He's small. He's an outstanding competitive type player. Of course, the questions right now are, why would the Suns want to sign another point guard
right. When
they have a pretty good stable of point guards right now? I think, obviously, you have to take a look at what's going to happen now with Eric Bledsoe. The Suns obviously are making every effort to get him signed. Will someone make him a max offer? You know there are teams there, and I don't even have to mention their names. I could say the Lakers, that would do anything just to kind of screw up the Suns
sure. By
offering Max money and forcing the Suns to match it. I would say right now, as far as Isaiah Thomas, it's conversation, and I think Thomas and his agent, who are kind of unhappy right now with the Sacramento scene, are just trying to find out what's out there, and he has mentioned that the Suns are certainly one of the teams that he would be very happy to be with. So right now, I think it's just kind of a conversation, wait-and-see situation. But he's a fan favorite. You know, he was the last player taken in the draft when he came out of college, but he really has developed and was a big, big part of that Sacramento team. I'm kind of surprised that they have been pretty willing to let him go.
Yeah, and they signed Darren Collison, too, up there, so it makes you wonder if there's even a spot for him back up there. Channing Frye leaving for Orlando. What'd you make out of that?
Well, obviously, I hate to see Channing go. He had an excellent year, and thank God his health was good. He played in all of the games. He is an influence not only on the floor but in the locker room. But are you going to give him a 4-year deal at his age?
No.
Obviously, I think his top two choices would have been Golden State and Portland. They elected not to pay him the money that he wanted and not to give him the 4-year contract. Orlando apparently was the only team that did, and obviously I think the length of the contract, 4 years, was what really prompted Channing Frye to make that move. And he'll be missed. We wish him the very best. He has a lot of ties here in Arizona from his high school and college days, and he is a great person, great individual. But it was tough for the Suns and the other teams that were interested in him to commit to 4 years. Orlando did, and he took it.
Before I let you go, we're talking with Al McCoy, Hall of Fame voice of the Phoenix Suns. I know you don't have the crystal ball in front of you, but it's pretty apparent from my view, not that I have one either, that this roster as we sit here on the 11th of July is really in flux because of the dearth of point guards, just guards in general here, and the unsettled situation with Eric Bledsoe. Do you think we're going to see massive overhaul on this roster or just a few changes, few tweaks, Al?
My guess would be a few changes. General Manager Ryan McDonough, who certainly has shown he's one of the best in the business and an astute basketball mind, just terrific, has said, you know, he's not going to shake things up all of a sudden just to try and do something right now. He's looking at how this team can progress to be a real legitimate contender in the next year or two. I think if they didn't make any changes, they still would be competitive next year. You could erase the injuries to Gordon Dragic, to Bledsoe, so on and so forth. They'd have certainly been in the playoffs. I think there are question marks. The Summer League is going to be very interesting to see how Alex Len progresses, to see how some of their younger players progress. It was interesting. I just came back from a trip in the Midwest, and I ran to an individual at the airport who was a longtime Syracuse alum and a great friend of Syracuse, and he had seen both of the Suns' draft picks several times this last year, including in the ACC tournament. And he was outspoken to me about the talent of the two from North Carolina State and from Syracuse. And I think those two players have an opportunity to maybe help something along the way. And the signing of P.J. Tucker, certainly a strong move. So I think the Suns, and I've said this over the last 2 years are moving in the right direction, yeah. The direction the fans want to see, the direction to build a contender. And they're not going to just dump things to maybe win a few more games 1 year. This is a team that they want to build to be a legitimate contender for a long, long time.
Sure. Keep the cap space. Don't panic. Don't make some signings that you would look back on and say, wow, we shouldn't have done that.
Right.
And that's the important part here. I appreciate your time, as always.
Yeah, I want to mention one thing, Brad. Sure. And I know we were going to talk about this, the fact that our longtime friend, sports writer Joe Gilmartin, is going to be given the Kurt Gowdy Award from the Basketball Hall of Fame. And I certainly publicly want to congratulate him. I was fortunate enough to get that honor a few years back. Sometimes we forget that Joe, who, believe me, has been one of the outstanding sports writers in the entire country, I would say for the last 50 years. And when the NBA formed the Writers Association, he was the first president. He's a terrific guy, terrific writer, and I know you joined me in congratulations for an award that's certainly very fitting for a tremendous sports writer. Joe Gilmartin.
Well, and so, you know, and I appreciate the words. I'm planning on having Joe in studio, so I'll reach back out to you when I make that happen before the award.
All right, great.
Thanks, Al.
Thanks, Brad.
It's Al McCoy for a couple of minutes, Hall of Fame voice of the Phoenix Suns, on LeBron and also some things around the Suns with where they are. So in the last 45 minutes, this letter was released by Sports Illustrated. LeBron James is told to Lee Jenkins. Lee Jenkins, longtime writer covering the NBA, on Twitter. It is headlined, "I'm coming home. Four-time NBA MVP champion explains why he's returning to the Cleveland Cavaliers." This is the only interview that he's done. He said he's not going to hold any press conferences. In the city, actually in the state of Ohio, just judging off what I'm seeing in online Twitter traffic and chatter here in the last 45 minutes, people have lost their minds. They were losing their minds yesterday. Eric, did you see any of the stuff around LeBron's house
a little
yesterday?
Bit. I saw the cops out in front, and it's interesting, Brad. While you were talking to Al, I was just kind of been scanning social media. There, the Miami Heat Twitter account has apparently lost over 300,000 followers in the last
That's great.
Hour.
Is that right?
Correct.
300,000 of "we are not following you anymore."
Hey, don't break your leg jumping off that bandwagon.
When you're at Kmart in South Beach and you see the 6 James jerseys on sale, half price, clearance rack, $299 over in the corner, those are done. Collector's items.
They could have Chris Bosh jerseys on sale. They're going to have LeBron jerseys on sale. It's pretty crazy.
Have you dealt with Lee Jenkins much?
No.
I've talked to him.
And to be honest with you, I'm not really even very familiar with him. So.
Yeah, he's very good. On his Twitter timeline, before today, he retweeted something that Chris Mannix wrote, and Chris Mannix is very good as well, from July 7th. On a column, "Burned by Jason Kidd, the Nets and GM Billy King see a once burned Lionel Hollins as the right man to lead." That was on July 7th. So Lee Jenkins just goes about his business, sits underground, and 44 minutes ago puts out the exclusive to the world.
Boom.
"I'm coming home, LeBron." LeBron James telling Lee Jenkins, Sports Illustrated senior writer. Nobody else. None of the partners of the NBA, four-letter word networks, three-letter word networks, nobody. Just telling Lee Jenkins in his own words. Really interesting. And, you know, if you're LeBron, from a business standpoint, you change the number, right? Don't you just change your number? Because from jersey sales, you just got to change the number. From a business standpoint today, there's a lot going on, too, in Cleveland. Maybe we'll try to get to Cleveland as the show moves on, too. Busy Friday. I'm Brad Sussmat, Sports360AZ.com. We partner with the Arizona Central, AZ Central Sports, the Arizona Republic, White Mountain Radio, and on Twitter at Brad Sussmat. Sports360AZ.com or Arizona centric, almost 3 years at it. Brad Sussmat with you on our website. Plenty of local content. We're Arizona centric. College, high school, pro, day in, day out. We do our thing for a couple of hours with our partners, not only on Sports360AZ, but we partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports. Appreciate their partnership. White Mountain Radio and on Twitter at Brad Sismat. On a day where LeBron James, through Lee Jenkins of Sports Illustrated, pens that he is coming home, he is going to the Cleveland Cavaliers. The LeBron James story is over. Except the details. I want to know how long the contract is. I can't imagine it's a one-year opt-out. But so going through social media, and that's what we do quite a bit here on this show, and the digital side of broadcast is where it's at. Digital is where everything is going. Last time I checked, y'all have a phone. Y'all walk around with a phone. This is where it's going. It can come through your radio. It can come through your portable device. It can come through where you're sitting at work. But everybody has a phone with them, and that's where I'm at. You're trying to find my content. It's there every day. So on Twitter today, Adrian Wojnarowski from Yahoo, very, very good at what he does, puts agent Rich Paul, the agent, called Dan Gilbert moments before the announcement, quote, "Dan, congratulations, LeBron is coming home." Thus, there was no front-running tip-off that this was all in place. So that came down today. I like a lot of tweets about how Josh McRoberts and Danny Granger didn't see this coming. Hey, I'm the agent for Danny Granger. Josh, Danny, you got to go to play with LeBron in Miami. Now you're on a team that's not going to be very good. Maybe my guy Michael Beasley has a shot now down there. Ken Berger from CBS Sports, leaked sources also say stars now align in post-decision world for Luol Deng to land in Phoenix. Luol Deng landing in Phoenix, several teams in the mix. I'm telling you that if Luol Deng lands in Phoenix and Isaiah Thomas coming here, the Suns aren't just going to make a small little move. This roster is loaded with guys that either play the same position or pretty much the same sort of player as it sits right now. Adrian Wojnarowski tweet, LeBron James, Dan Gilbert, Rich Paul, Maverick Carter met for 4 hours in Miami last week. Talk through it all. This according to Gilbert. Gilbert telling Yahoo. So they met last week. LeBron, the owner, the agent, and the marketing guy. Rich Paul, Maverick Carter, LeBron James, Dan Gilbert. 4 hours. I would love to know what that type of conversation went like. Was it Maverick Carter and Rich Paul sitting over there saying, LeBron didn't like what you wrote? Or was it LeBron James saying, WTF, how can you write this and what is it doing up on your website? Isn't it interesting that the timing of the letter coming up on the website, remember last week that it just surfaced that the letter is still up on the site, and that became a point of conversation towards the end of last weekend and early this week. So, you know, when you have that, was it they brought it up at that point and said, hey, we got to get this letter taken down. What is the deal here? Why is this letter still up on your website? And all of a sudden it comes out that, we got to get this letter taken down off our website. So that rolled out today. I think that's kind of interesting as this story has progressed. Jerry Colangelo joins us now for a couple of minutes with Brad Sismat as we just on the fly today, Sports 360 AZ, AZ Central Sports. We partner with the Arizona Republic, White Mountain Radio across the great state of Arizona, and on Twitter at Brad Sismat. Story just about an hour ago that LeBron James, through Lee Jenkins at Sports Illustrated, is going to Cleveland. Jerry, what is your reaction to all of this?
Well, all along I thought he would end up going back to Miami with one possibility that really was open, and that was Cleveland. Because when you think about his career and what he's accomplished and, the black mark, if you will, you know, in terms of how the departure from Cleveland was handled when he went to Miami, this was an opportunity for him to do incredible things to his public image and his perception. And so, as the days have passed, and I'm in New York and have been here for about 10 days, you get a better feel for what's really happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it started to look more and more like Cleveland was more than just a possibility. And I think this is huge for that franchise, for the city, for the state, and it's going to do great things for his image.
Jerry Colangelo with Brad Sussmat for a couple of minutes. Part of the storyline is somebody that you hired years ago named David Griffin. To see David Griffin through this whole story, I mentioned it this morning, he would walk up to me and hand me notes and pronunciations of teams and players and return phone calls as an assistant to the great Julie Fye back in the mid-90s. He is a huge part of this story now, Jerry.
Well, of course. He's in the position, you know, as the general manager, and he has some years of history just with that franchise. His timing was impeccable in terms of getting the position. We're very happy for him, and it's a great opportunity to do some great things.
Did you know that he had that drive in him? I mean, we knew him as a gym rat, but to be running a franchise in that position, could you see it?
Well, he kept telling people he could do my job better than I could when he was just a kid. So I knew he had the drive. Without any question. Mm-hmm. So, no, I'm not surprised. You know, he's bright. He's articulate. He has a great work ethic. And he's a grinder. You know, you don't have to worry about motivating Dave Griffin to get a job done. He'll take the lead.
What does this do to the shift in the power of the NBA? The seismic shift of LeBron going back, just overall view for the health of the league first with LeBron going to Cleveland?
Well, it's a tremendous boost for the NBA to have Cleveland now all of a sudden be very vibrant. And, you know, let's wait till the dust settles here and see what else happens. You know, there's great speculation that with clearing space relative to the cap with the trade they made a couple of days ago, that they're very much in the hunt for Love. And if they were to get Kevin Love, that is going to put them in maybe the bird's nest seat as it relates to the East, but we'll see. Certainly, his departure from Miami is going to have impact on other decisions. For example, strong indications are Bosch might end up in Houston. And what happens to Chandler Parsons, mm-hmm. you know, who had the offer from Dallas? Houston will probably match it. They have to within 24 hours, I believe. A lot of things are going to – it's like a domino effect now that LeBron has made his decision. Others will now follow. I'm not sure what it means to Carmelo, this particular move, because Carmelo, it appeared here in New York that he was coming back. And right. then Chicago's back in the picture, and that could be where he ends up. So a lot of interesting things will happen maybe today, tonight, and over this weekend for sure.
In your position with USA Basketball, you know all these star players, and this has to be really interesting just from your standpoint to see how LeBron handled this. Getting past the letter from Dan Gilbert evidently was an issue. Adrian Wojnarowski just tweeted out that Gilbert, Maverick Carter, met with LeBron and tried to clear the air. Just on that whole side of the street with LeBron, the backstory of Dan Gilbert, and getting through that letter.
Well, I think it says a lot about two people here. You know, Dan Gilbert and also LeBron, that they could get by, you know, the past. Talk about redemption, talk about forgiveness. This is it happening, you know, in living color. And so it's a great story. It has a great, great feel for at a time when we need some good feel stories. Mm-hmm. This is as good as it comes. So I'm excited to see something like this happen, and obviously any of the players that I've been associated with USA Basketball, I have a vested interest in. You know, it's not like having them on my team in the NBA, because in some ways all of them are on our team, my team, you know, USA Basketball. So, you know, we're interested in how each and every one of them handled their circumstances. We're very conscious of injuries to each of them and how it affects, you know, their capacity and ability to play for us at any given time. And secondly, their contractual circumstances.
Right.
Because there's a lot of that going on right now, especially, you know, this weekend. So we're going to be announcing a squad on Monday, which will have some deletions and some additions because of all those circumstances.
Is LeBron on that list to play, Jerry?
Well, he's on the national team roster. That
sure.
will never, you know, he's not, he was never intending to play this summer. But I know he has aspirations of playing in 16 in Rio.
But beyond that, it's, and you just take it, it's kind of like your situation. You know, you just take it as each Olympics comes, right?
Sure. Sure. The only difference is I'm a lot older than they are, so it, with the passing years, it becomes less and less probable.
I got you. I'll let you go off that. I appreciate your time on short notice. Thank you.
All righty. Take care.
Stay well. Jerry Colangelo with us for a couple of minutes. And, you know, the USA basketball side of it is interesting to me because of USA basketball relocating down into Tempe. At some point, we'll see guys like LeBron James roll through here before 2016. I appreciate Jerry Colangelo joining us. So if you're just jumping on board on today's show, the story is this. About an hour, just over an hour ago, Lee Jenkins from Sports Illustrated, SI.com released a letter that LeBron James, essay that LeBron James gave to him and him alone. And in that essay, LeBron said, I'm not holding any press conferences. This is what I'm doing. Mickey Aronson, the owner of the Heat, I am shocked and disappointed in today's news. However, I'll never forget that LeBron brought us for 4 years. Thanks for the memories at King James. So, you know, on the Miami end of things, you look at Dwayne Wade going there. Now it's Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh and Carmelo Anthony are the two players that are next up. And on the other side, I'll talk about what the thought is on that front around the league. Everybody expects Bosh to go to Houston, but there's some moves that need to be made. And I think the Lakers need to be talked about, too, on the other side on this. Rolling through a Friday, I'm Brad Sussmat, Sports360AZ.com. We're Arizona, Arizona, Arizona-centric. On Twitter, at Sports360AZ. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports, and on White Mountain Radio. Thanks for being with us. Sports360AZ.com. I'm Brad Sussmat. Good Friday. On AZ Central Sports, White Mountain Radio, and on Twitter at Brad Sussmat, the news of LeBron James going back to Cleveland. A couple of guests on that front. I'm going to work some things in as well. And you never know who's going to jump on as we just kind of roll through these story. It's a national deal, but how do you localize it a little bit? Appreciate Al McCoy and Jerry Colangelo both joining us on that front. And at Jerry's point, not just on Bosch, but the Kevin Love deal. So Kevin Love, that is one of the advancing the stories. That's what I like to do here is let's not sit here and let's give a story context. I've read you LeBron's letter. I'll bring some of that back coming up. But as the day has progressed, you start to look around on social media and a lot of things you just completely dismiss. And then there's a few people that you look at and you say, all right, here's somebody that I know well and I know that is in the know on this situation. In order for Chris Bosh to be the next domino that falls, or Carmelo Anthony, or if Kevin Love goes from Minnesota to Cleveland, those are the three big names that are out there today. And how does this impact the Suns? Because Bledsoe is going to be pursued. I still think the Lakers are going to go after Eric Bledsoe to an offer sheet. I really believe that is their first priority is Bledsoe, and it would mess with the Suns. If it's Milwaukee, it's Milwaukee, but I think the Lakers are going to be in that mix. The Lakers are looking at taking on Jeremy Lin's expiring contract. They're all about trying to find cap space. So you look at the Houston Rockets saying, we got to get some people out of here now to make Bosh work. Jeremy Lin is going to be traded. That's just how the dollars lay out down in Houston. Jeremy Lin will be one guy that will go. In terms of the Kevin Love side of the street, it is being reported from several outlets and several people whose opinions I respect that the Cavaliers have opened trade talks for Kevin Love. They are offering Dion Waiters, Anthony Bennett, and a first-round pick to the T-Wolves, according to one report that has come up in the last 30 minutes. I mentioned this to you yesterday. The Cavaliers have three first-round picks coming up. They already have these guys that are sitting on their roster that are former first-round picks that you would look at and say, okay, Anthony Bennett, first-round pick, UNLV, didn't make it happen. We'll get him out of here. We'll bring Kevin Love in. LeBron James has to know what the next step is going to be. And the seismic shift that I talk about in the Western Conference does involve the Phoenix Suns as well. If you're Kevin Love and you stay in Minnesota, you're going to be just like Kevin Garnett was, off the radar until you end up going somewhere else. Kevin Love was in Boston at a Red Sox game. All indications were he enjoyed himself and that there's been some ties to Danny Ainge and the Celtics. But the Celtics don't have very much on their roster. Kevin Love, LeBron James, there's a lot on that side that you look at that you would think that's appealing. I would give my blessing. I would be open to signing an extension and stay in Cleveland. The Phoenix Suns, as you look at the Suns, I've wanted Kevin Love here. Kevin Love has been my number one guy since all the way back to last December. And so when you go down that path of Kevin Love, what do the Suns have to offer in order to try to get Kevin Love here? You can't just let him go by the wayside. Look, if you flew to Cleveland to go after LeBron James, then you have to go after every other big name player that's out there and make the numbers work. At some point, the Suns have to have star players. I think they're ever going to get LeBron James, but they certainly had to pursue him. So who's next in line? Chris Bosh isn't going to come here. I don't want Dwayne Wade here. Is it the end of his career? Kevin Love is going to have to be through a trade. Pau Gasol is a short-term answer, but he's not the answer. My point in this is, now the dominoes are going to start to fall in a hurry. The one guy that's out there from a trade standpoint that is a star player, and maybe borderline superstar, it's just he's been in Minnesota. And when I watch him play, he's terrific. I think if he's with the right people, he's a superstar. That guy is Kevin Love. It's no offense to Luol Deng. If Luol Deng is somebody that they bring here, now the Suns reportedly now on Twitter now that they're chasing after Luol Deng. But as I look at the story now that LeBron's in Cleveland, is Miami going to be one of those franchises that people chase? I don't see how they get another star player. Other than you're going to have all the money in the world, but guess what? You're the guy following LeBron James. You're the guy following Chris Bosh. Good luck to you. You don't have a chance in succeeding down there in a big way. If it's Carmelo and it's the Suns, I would be dead set against that. I don't think that's the right fit here. And I've been getting hammered on that, saying you've not gone out and given Carmelo a chance on this, Brad. What would be wrong in that? The letter from LeBron talking about, I want to win as many games as possible and just win one title, paraphrasing, I'll go back through the letter at the top of the hour. He's handled it the right way. You know, the first time around, we say dumb things when we're 25 and 26, and when we're 30, we jump on it and look back and say, man, did we screw that up? Sports360AZ.com. As we continue on throughout the hours today on Sports360AZ.com, AZ Central Sports, White Mountain Radio, and on Twitter at Brad Sussmat. As the news is breaking and continuing to chase guests, bring you the social media side, some context to this, my thoughts, my comments as well. Stay with us. Off we go into hour number two. Brad Sussmat with you, Sports360AZ.com. Arizona, Arizona, Arizona-centric. We join you Monday through Friday. Of course, we're on AZ Central Sports. Appreciate the partnership with the Arizona Republic, White Mountain Radio, and on Twitter at Brad Sussmat. Some of what is on my mind in the world of sports brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford, where it is all about you. So in the last few days, I've decided that my wife needs to get out of her expedition. We've had it for a long time, about 10 years. We've gone to a lot of places, a lot of soccer tournaments, a lot of basketball tournaments, running around with our family, our kids, our four kids, busy, 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 busy. And the miles have loaded up. So I've been checking out these Explorers at Santan Ford. General Manager Tim Hovick has a great selection there, especially the certified pre-owned ones. Great way for you to go. Low miles, maybe lower your payment. Of course, you want the brand new ones too. There's great incentives for you to get involved in one of those as well. Taking the Explorer to my wife, had her drive it around. We're checking it out, making sure it fits within our budget. How about you? Are you in a space where your vehicle needs to be traded out, where it's time to upgrade? Maybe it's time to downgrade. Maybe you're in that minivan and the kids are gone. What are you doing? So stop on into Santan Ford. Check out their selection, their variety. Santan Ford just off the Santan 202 in Val Vista. That's Santan Ford. And as for General Manager Tim Hovick, Santan Ford, it's all about you. So there's a couple interesting stories through today's show, obviously, about the LeBron James deal and him now going back to the Cleveland Cavaliers and him giving the story to Sports Illustrated and Lee Jenkins. The story is headlined, "I'm Coming Home," by LeBron James as told to Lee Jenkins. Lee Jenkins is the only one who's talked to LeBron James. There will be no press conference today. All you're going to see are talking heads. I have to imagine that in Brazil at the World Cup, there are probably going to be some people nationally being told now, book your ticket. We're sending you to Brazil to chase LeBron James. Eric has been chasing people in Cleveland for about the last 30 minutes or so. Well, we've been talking to Al McCoy and Jerry Colangelo, and there's others that he's chased. Everybody's all over the place in this story. But I wanted a sense in Cleveland, and the sense that you're getting is it's just complete chaos.
The sense in Cleveland, Brad, is, okay, I've called a couple of the TV stations. I've been transferred two or three times.
Yeah.
And in the background, it's just... And I was told, oh, I can't right now. We're in breaking news mode. We're all in breaking news mode. So we're efforting.
So let's.
But it's understandable. I mean, no. It's understandable.
Sure.
Those people are on deadlines and they have things to do too. So.
Well, but it's kind of like monsoon coverage in Arizona. Like, I laugh when I see monsoons rolling in because I've been in those places and I've seen people completely overreact. I had a news director once that said, whenever there's a drop of rain, we go to DEFCON 1. This is in June. And if we see clouds moving in over the city, we go to DEFCON 3. And if there's lightning and wind, we go to DEFCON 5. And if we go to DEFCON 5, then we send our mobile studio out into the middle of DEFCON 5. Of course we do. We put an antenna up in a lightning storm. What a lot of great sense that makes. So I know that in Cleveland's just got to be loving themselves. The news people there have to, and the fans, I actually feel good for the people of Ohio. Because look, outside of Ohio State football, and that hasn't been anything great to get excited about recently, Johnny Manziel comes in, and finally somebody upstages Johnny Manziel. You know the first time that there's going to be a Johnny Manziel, LeBron James party in Cleveland, what that's going to be like? Are you kidding me?
And the updated odds, Brad, for the NBA championship just dropped on Twitter. The Cavaliers are now 4-1. The Spurs are 5-1. The Thunder are 6-1. The Bulls are 7-1. And the Miami Heat are now 50-1 odds.
50-1, sure. And that's going to go lower.
I would guess.
It's
going to
go lower. I think Josh McRoberts and Danny Granger probably fired their agents today. But they have the GOP convention in a couple of years in Cleveland. How they got that away from us, I don't know. They have Johnny Manziel. They have LeBron James. If there was a busier, better sports market right now than Cleveland, give it to me. I know the people of Seattle say, oh, look at our NFL team. So? It's fine. You're going to have them come back. But you have Johnny Manziel, LeBron James in the same area. So your baseball team blows. It's a young team, but and your football team, your pro football team is blown. I don't know if Johnny Manziel is going to turn things around, but you know the basketball team. It's kind of like at a time here in Arizona where the Suns were really good and Kurt Warner and Larry Fitzgerald would roll into a Suns game because the Cardinals were really good too coming out the Super Bowl. We haven't had many times like that where there's been that much buzz. It's usually been the stars of the NBA or the stars of Major League Baseball while the football team was good. The baseball team, when the Cardinals went to the Super Bowl, wasn't anything great.
Unless it's spring training. You see a lot of the big-name spring training pitchers and position players going to Suns games, but you're right.
So this letter to me is really interesting that Lee Jenkins penned. If you, I know, guys, we're on the run, but if you take the time to read this letter that was this essay by LeBron James is told to Lee Jenkins, somebody probably sat with LeBron and put it together, but that doesn't matter to me. And there's some stuff that I would find it hard to believe that he would come up with. But he addresses the Dan Gilbert stuff. And that's the part that is most interesting to me. The letter, to make the move, I needed the support of my wife and my mom, who can be very tough. Okay, that's self-effacing. The letter from Dan Gilbert, the booing of Cleveland fans, the jerseys being burned. A couple of nitwits burning jerseys. You know, like that's going to turn somebody away from coming. Being booed, that's a sign of respect. The letter from Dan Gilbert to me was just ridiculous. And the fact that they had a four-hour meeting to work through it. I like how he says, I'm not promising a championship. I know how hard that is to deliver. There will be fans that don't like that part. I happen to like it. You don't need to stand up there and say, we're going to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, as he did 4 years ago. That was a lack of maturity. The fact that he says, I know how hard that is to deliver. We're not ready right now. No way. Of course, I want to win next year, but I'm realistic. It'll be a long process, much longer than it was in 2010. My patience will get tested. I know that. Okay. From that stuff, from that standpoint, I look at what he's putting out there saying, we don't have a chance with this club. So guys, go get me some more players. You already cleared the space. Go get me Ray Allen. Go get me Mike Miller. Go make Kevin Love happen.
Not for what they are offering.
No, I know.
And in case you missed it, it's a first-round pick. And
Dion Waiters,
Anthony Bennett.
It's not enough.
No way.
Minnesota does that, they're drunk. They're high. There's no reason for them to get on that path. No.
Because now Love will definitely sign the extension now that LeBron's there.
So. Of course. So, you know, as I'm going down the path here, as this story has broken today, and I read through his letter, he's putting it on Cleveland's ownership. He's putting it on Dave Griffin, who we've been raving about here over the last, you know, hour or so, of what a great job he's done, the former Suns front office guy. So Kevin Love is interested in joining LeBron James. What does this mean with Chris Bosh? Chris Bosh, in all likelihood, going to go to Houston. Houston is going to have to clear away some contracts. If Houston lands Chris Bosh, then they have Dwight Howard and they have James Harden. If they have those two players along with Chris Bosh, it's not a given that the chemistry is there for them to win a title. And then the Chandler Parsons deal with Dallas. If you're over with the Lakers, and now this domino has fallen, do you have a shot at Carmelo Anthony? That's the great unknown. We've heard from Al McCoy and Jerry Colangelo as we're on sports360az.com. We partner with the Arizona Republic, AZ Central Sports, White Mountain Radio, and on Twitter at Brad Sussmat, going through the social media side of it as well today. Paul Coro joins us now, AZ Central Sports Suns Insider. What did you make out of today's news with LeBron?
Not really surprising, except for maybe just how flawlessly he did it. I think if he had done it on LeBronJames.com or waited any longer, it would have started to go the other way on him a little bit. And I think yesterday maybe was the breaking point where it was starting to feel like, okay, how long is he going to take? But then when you see what he did and probably the thought he put into that letter and using a venue like SI rather than something self-serving, it's pretty flawless, you know, and for him to see all those crazy people parked in front of his house yesterday and not change his mind, he really loves Ohio.
No question about it. What did you think of that letter? I read it earlier, start to finish. A lot of maturity. I don't know if he penned it all himself. It doesn't really matter. All the right things were said in that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because ultimately he signed off on it,
even if
he didn't. But I think, you know, from what we've gathered from him over the years, a lot of that sentiment is consistent with, you know, his thoughts over the years. And, you know, ever since the decision, he's been handling everything well. I mean, he's never, for as big of a megastar he is, he's always been cordial with the media. He, you know, says the right things. You know, he got caught up in that moment as a young, immature person, and probably was influenced in a lot of the wrong ways. But, you know, now he very much sounds like a guy who's true to his home and true to his family and true to what he wants for himself. And, you know, probably one of the most poignant things was just to talk about thinking about raising his kids there with the birth of his third child and talking about winning one title and, you know, saying that they're not ready yet and that, you know, one championship is what's important to them.
Paul Coro, AZ Central Sports, Suns Insider with Brad Sussmat for a couple of minutes. And I agree with you on that sentiment. The Dan Gilbert side of the story was an intriguing part of it, but, you know, obviously they worked through that. Let's advance the story now to, I'll get to the Suns in a second, but from the Cavs standpoint, Kevin Love now clearly in their sights from every report. I've been banging the drum for Kevin Love here since December. I don't see that happening with what transpired today. Do you expect Kevin Love to be moved?
You know, I think the chances get greater now. You know, I've always held a little reservation because nothing had to happen. But now if Minnesota didn't like some of the parts that people, they weren't just going to take some draft picks and stuff. They need something of impact to help their own franchise. So now if you start talking about some of those young guys in Cleveland, to make a Love deal happen, if they could get a Wiggins or a Tristan Thompson or something like that, you know, thrown in with some other things, you know, then that's more beneficial to Minnesota because they're not beholden to Kevin Love to have to do this right now during this summer. They have the trade deadline they have next summer in a signed trade. So, but yeah, this makes it a lot more possible. And how about the fact that our old friend David Griffin's at the epicenter of all this?
It's amazing.
A GM who's been there for all of 2 months and has won the lottery and LeBron.
That's amazing. I was talking to Jerry and Al about that too, just how you see somebody who handed you press notes in 1994 and made sure pronunciations were correct, and now he's right in the middle of the firestorm, and he's right here in Phoenix cutting his teeth. I mean, it's truly a great story. In the West, so Chris Bosh to Houston, do you expect this to happen?
Well, the interesting thing there is that they got to be scrambling in that front office right now because their ability to give Bosh max doesn't allow them to keep Chandler Parsons.
Right.
So, you know, how much – Bosh is a better player than Chandler Parsons. I'm not saying that, but how much of a better team are they for swapping in Bosh for Parsons, you know, unless they can do Bosh in another move? You know, maybe they do Bosh and sign Trevor Ariza or somebody like that to replace Parsons. And, you know, so I think that's one of the things that affects the Suns out of this is Houston probably comes out a better team. And then there's poor Dwayne Wade sitting in Miami passing up $42 million and now sitting on a bad team.
Well, and here's the thing, Paul. So from the Suns standpoint, Bledsoe's going to get an offer sheet from the Lakers or Milwaukee. I really believe the Lakers are going to make him an offer sheet. Where are you at on Bledsoe?
Yeah, I agree. I always thought the Lakers, Mavs, and Pistons and Bucks were the teams that made the most sense. The Mavs might be a little bit more tied to Devin Harris than I thought they'd be. Lakers, we know, we've heard about that interest for like a year.
Sure.
Bucks are in a desperation move, you know, where they can make a big play for it. But, you know, the Suns will match. And I'm sure they hope it doesn't go to the max, but when you see Gordon Hayward getting the max in Charlotte, that's what this market does. When people have a bunch of money to spend and once these big dogs start ticking off, people are going to start getting the itch, especially a team like the Lakers when they've swung and missed on LeBron and Melo. They're going to go down to the next one, and that's Eric Bledsoe.
Do you have any concern that the owner of the Suns is going to go out and spend cap space recklessly, i.e. Hedo Turkoglu, and put this team in a spot where we say, why did they panic this summer? Do you think there's going to be any of that they're going to have to talk him off the ledge?
Yeah, I mean, believing their words, you'd think they wouldn't go down that path again, and he seems to have learned from that.
Right.
And you hear from the front office a lot about, you know, they're not going to spend just to spend. It's going to be judicious. But then you know, just in the past hour, I've seen a report from Ken Berger that he thinks Dang and the Suns are lined up, and that's one of those moves that,
yep.
You know, Dang's a good player, but he's a system player. He's a player that's missed a lot of games for injuries the last couple of years. He's going to come with a steep price tag. They just re-signed P.J. Tucker at that position. They just drafted T.J. Warren at the position. They got Marcus Morris. They can play Gerald Green there. So that would be a little bit of a head-scratcher.
Yeah, that would not be a dang good move. Sorry, it was too easy. And I got about 20 seconds here. So what they're looking at with Isaiah Thomas, what is that all about?
You know, and that's, to me, that's not as bad as it comes off with. I mean, I know you can put an all-point guard team together if Isaiah Thomas comes here, but...
Sure.
I mean, just look at basketball-wise, last year in that third point guard role, and you have to have three-point guards when you start two. So it's not a problem to have three-point guards. You know, that's their system. They need that to work. But if you're going from Ish Smith to Isaiah Thomas, you're a better team.
Yeah, that's
true. And he'd be more of a six-man type than just a point guard off the bench. He'd be a guy that really came in and scored and gave him energy. You just wonder, you know, how much do you pay for that type of guy? You know, you just let Channing Frye go for $8 million a year. Are you going to give Isaiah Thomas $8 million a year? He's a lot younger, and so that it's a better maybe investment in youth, but it's a lot for a bench player.
Yeah, I'm going to be holding my breath this weekend because I hope they don't make some of these moves. I'll let you go off that. Appreciate your time as always. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Brad.
Paul Coro, AZ Central Sports, Suns Insider. For a couple of minutes. Sports360AZ.com, AZ Central Sports, White Mountain Radio. On the other side, Al McCoy, Hall of Fame voice of the Suns. We hear from Jerry Colangelo as well as in this hour on a day where LeBron James does say to Sports Illustrated, I'm going to Cleveland.